Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Some call him the Prince of Poonanny,
the Baron of Butt Plugs,
the Duke of Dongs. His mission to bring pleasure to the men and women of Kansas City.
He stands astride the Odyssey Multiplex,
waving high the big black dildo of destiny,
as he brings you a game that we like to call the Adult Toy Price is Right.
That's right. It's time to play a little game we like to call the Adult Toy Price is Right. Here's how it works. We choose three callers from the listening audience.
Then we describe the item that's up for bid.
The listeners place their bids.
The listener who gets the closest to the actual manufacturer's suggested retail price without going over wins the prize.
And now here's your host, the undisputed king of the Vibration Nation, Johnny Gare.
Steve, Dexter, Brad, Danielle, Leanne. So hold on. Jake, we have room for one lady.
We still need one lady. One of them hung up. Not the first time a chick has hung up on me in my lifetime.
Well, ladies, otherwise it's a two-way lady. And I will tell you, it always feels to me that the women's stuff is a little better than the men's stuff.
Yeah. Well, just a way.
That's just the way the industry is built.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, men are a bunch of pigs who want to watch women masturbate.
You use socks when you're in a pinch.
I do not.
Not you. I'm talking to everyone else.
I do not.
Don't make this personal.
I will not look at you when I repeat this.
Yeah, she's referring to the ever known, on the road, known as the bunk sock.
We don't do that.
Yes, the stand-up.
Us ladies.
The stock that's, well, it's because you don't have to. And listen, just because it's so much hotter the way you do it, right?
And what we'll use. Yeah. In a pinch.
Oh, yeah. No, we're like, oh, what'd you do? Oh, my God, that's so great. And when we do it and you use something, everybody, even other dudes like, oh, God, you're just you're disgusting.
Don't repeat the story.
Yeah, it's a two-way street, mm-hmm. and the one way is just the wrong way.
Yeah.
It just is. The last thing I want in life is for her to walk in and see me masturbating. But what I would love to do every day of my life, mm-hmm. is to walk through in a room and she'll be like, oh, I didn't know you were.
Oh, <I'm sorry. laughs>
You're like, don't stop. No. Keep going.
Go team.
What do you want me to do? Can I come near you? Or do I have to just look through the crack in the door?
Do you need a fan? Are you okay?
Yeah. No, dude. It's just a wildly different thing for both of us, man.
Mm-hmm.
But let's start with the pigs first. Steve, welcome to the show. What's your story? Steven?
Stevie? Oh, hey. Sorry, I didn't hear the name. The name's Steve, 33 years old. I don't have any toys, and I'm single.
Aww.
Steve, that sounds like a pretty terrible weekend. And no potential suitors? You don't know anyone around you? No girls, nothing?
I'd just rather not be locked down.
Clearly. So, listen.
He's good.
Tell me something, Steve. When's the last time you got laid?
2 days ago.
For real, Steve?
Yeah.
Don't be that guy. Don't be that guy who says
I'm
things.
I'm not being that guy.
You know what I mean?
I'm not lying.
You know what? And so why is it not a girl that you want to continue to sleep with?
You know, they just aggravate me. I don't have the patience.
How old are you, Steve?
It's all good. 33.
33, and you're already that dead inside, huh?
I only take so much, and then I'm just done.
Were you married?
Yeah, I was.
You
I'm
were married.
Divorced.
Okay. Now you've been hurt, Steve.
You're all right.
Steve, she can't hurt you anymore.
Nope.
She can't hurt you anymore. Let it go, Steve.
Hurts the wallet more than anything.
Steve's got it figured out. He's okay.
I know.
You're all right, buddy.
All right, Steve. Listen, I'm going to try to find you something to put your ding-dong in.
Hopefully.
All right. Stay there. I'm going to get Dexter on. Dexter, welcome. What is it today?
Hey, Johnny Dexter, 34. Because they had a wife, been together for 10 years, married for 5. I got a sleeve at home. She has a couple different style wands, and that's about it.
Did you start with, I guess I got a wife?
So, hold on, I'm still back on. She's got a couple different wands. You're talking about the Hitachi style, right?
Yeah, I believe so.
So she has multiple kinds of those, but nothing else.
Well, yeah, there's like two different styles, I guess.
Well, I think are just the ones that look like a stick with a softball in the end of it.
Yeah.
Some have one, some have two.
Are you paying any attention to your wife at all, Dexter?
Yeah, yes, I do.
I'm like, you just seem like I kind of have a wife. She sort of has these things. I'm not really clear. I think she's still breathing. I don't know. Dexter, what are you distracted about? Tell me about your sex life. 10 years in, 5 years married. How is it?
Everything's good. I mean, a couple of kids, but, you know, it's just...
I asked you about your sex life, and you said a couple kids. Therefore, your sex life is terrible.
Well, let's say as good as a married gift, I suppose.
Dexter, no. No, no.
Dexter, you've given up, haven't you?
You got to hit the reboot button, baby.
Dexter,
Never give up.
You've given up. What's your success ratio out of 10 times you ask for sex? Out of 10, how much do you receive?
Oh, I don't. Is the percentage, is that really what counts?
No. It's okay. Listen, it's less than 5.
I'd say that's pretty fair.
All right. That's all right. Listen, you can change things. You can change things. And if we can't change things, let's find something you can do on your own. What do you say?
Absolutely.
All right. Steve Dexter, hold on, because I got to get Brad on. Brad.
Yes. My name's Brad. I'm 42. I have a girlfriend, recently divorced.
Is that why you got divorced?
Not exactly.
It happens, Brad. It happens.
I have a vibrating C-ring, and girlfriend has some toys. She has a womanizer that...
They're pretty good.
She loves. Yeah.
Yep. So so you recently divorced. You have a girlfriend. And how's that sex life pretty strong with the girlfriend?
Yeah. Actually, right after the Godsmack concert.
Good on you.
That's when you met her?
No, that's when we went ahead and fooled around in my truck at the parking garage.
My God, you're romantic. My God.
He's in the moment.
Once you finger blasted your honey in a parking garage after a Godsmack concert, you know. There's a connection, you know, to you that you guys, that's a bond that can't be broken, sir.
Yeah, and that Godsmack was a stripped down acoustic show. If it had been an electric show, he'd have face banged her right there in the back of the truck.
Yeah. I mean, did you both orgasm in the parking lot after the Godsmack show?
Yes.
That makes me happy.
I'm very happy for you. All right, Brad. Listen, Brad, Dexter, Steve, the closest to the actual manufacturer suggested retail price without going over will receive the item up for bid. So, fellas, listen.
Our first item up for bid is the Shags Pleasure Brew Arousing Ale Stroker from Blush. Real men of genius. Today we salute you, Mr. Sex Toy Inventor, for successfully merging two of our favorite things, masturbation and drinking beer, into one compact package. Real men
of genius. Hey, honey, I'm going out to the garage to get a beer.
Hey, could you give me one while you're out there, too? And oh, my God!
That's not what it looks like.
It looks like you're sticking your dick in a beer can.
Okay, so it is what it looks like.
The Shag's Pleasure Brew Arousing Ale Stroker features a 3-chambered textured and ribbed canal with perfect flow suction valve control, perfectly hidden in a tall boy beer can.
But why are you keeping that thing in the fridge?
So it'll be cold just like you.
It's self-lubricating and has a snug fit.
Unlike her.
And is ultra soft.
Just like you.
Oh, great. You bring that up again. I told you I just had a heavy meal.
It's the Shag's Pleasure Brew Arousing Ale Stroker from Blush, and it can be yours if the price is right.
It is a tall boy beer can looking thing. Like, you know, they have those hideaway safes.
Uh-huh.
It's like that, only different. You unscrew the top here, you pop it off, right? And in it is like a fleshlight.
That's genius. He's right.
Double sided? No, I don't think it's. I think it's so you don't get suction stuck. You have to take it off. But you can put it either way.
Oh, okay.
I guess you and your buddy could do it. This one with the double-sided.
I couldn't even jump in to help.
Chinese finger trap.
Yeah, you and your friends can
use it on
your
birthday. You do what you want.
Your getaway trips to go see St. Motel.
I think that thing's amazing.
Because it looks like a beer can.
It really does.
So here's what I imagine. You're driving down the road all by yourself. Yes, officer? You seem to have an open container in the car.
Well.
Not exactly. What charge would you rather catch? The open container, or I was making love to a fake beer can?
I'd fess up.
Yeah. But it's pretty great. Shag's Arousing Ale. You just take the little top off and... There you go. And it's got a lovely interior of a flashlight. Sorry. So, Steve, it's a pretty innovative, pretty clever item. What would you pay for it?
Say $60.
$60. Dexter, what are you? Dexter, stay with me.
$51.95.
Dexter, what are you doing while we're talking?
I've just actually pulled into my house.
Why is he so, like, suspect? Like, I mean, you sound dodgy, Dexter.
Never.
Okay.
So you said $51.95.
He did. $51.95.
Got it.
And finally, Brad, the Godsmack Finger Blaster.
$40.
$40. The actual manufacturer's suggested retail price, $45.99. Oh, my God. Look at you, Brad. It's just an embarrassment of riches. Everything's going your way.
You're weak.
Just something else to put my ding-dong in.
Yeah. Dude, and without the concert cash. You know what I mean? Like this is really good. You could just listen to Godsmack on your phone and do this.
In the garage.
Well, I won tickets from you guys.
Oh, my God. Everything gets better for you.
Yeah.
So what was it? What do you think it was during the show that she got so worked up she had to give it to you in the parking lot?
She liked the opening band.
But do you find that this new girlfriend, she gets horny during concerts, and so it's like a thing that's going to happen more? Like you have to get it on after the show in the park? You couldn't even make it back to someone's house?
Well, I guess. This is the first concert I've ever went to her.
Did she initiate the sex in the parking lot?
Kind of, both of us.
Or were you just so turned on by tiny little Sully? like... What was, I'm just trying to get to the point where, like, you were just so heated up and you couldn't make it any further than the car.
Well, we were kind of, making out during and walking through the truck, so.
Damn, that's love.
One thing just led to another.
Love. Romance is not dead. Mm. That's right. You don't care where it is. You don't care that other people probably saw you doing it.
No, my windows are tinted.
Did you? Wow. Why is everyone so suspect on this show?
This is a roster today. Yeah.
All right. Everybody stay put. Brad, Dexter, Steve, y'all get something. Dexter, I'll be honest. I was like, what's going on?
There's some borderline sketch with these.
Yeah.
All right. I mean, I love.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity? Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media? Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us 3 times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's see how much weirder it gets today. Who are my ladies? I got Danielle, Buffy, and Leanne. So, Danielle, welcome to the show, Danielle.
Hey, it's Danielle. I'm 32, married, and I have one of the off-brand wands, some bullets, and a dildo.
See, we are so label conscious. She even called it the off-brand wand. You was it a gift? Was it or did you buy yourself the off-brand?
Well, it was a funny gag gift from my best friend.
Yeah, and you're still bothered by the fact it's off-brand. I can hear it in your voice, and I understand why. Go Hitachi. This is your orgasms. These are important things. You don't go cheap.
For sure.
And would you say it works okay?
Well, I mean, it's better than some of the other ones, but not as good as the name brand.
Listen, this is a girl who knows. I'm with you. Get what you want. Get what you want, my friend. So you're 32, and you've been married for how long?
15 years.
Ooh.
So I got married at 18.
Yeah, you did.
Ooh.
Yep.
Did you even have any other penis?
I did, yes.
How many?
Two other besides my husband.
That's... Do you feel like you kind of shorted yourself a little?
I'm not saying, really.
I'm not asking if you're in love. I'm not asking you if you love him. I'm not asking you if he's a good lover. I'm saying, don't you kind of wonder what it'd be like to just have a little bit of a whore time?
Nah. It's not really my personality. I don't know.
Yeah, it would be if you'd have done it. I'm just saying.
She's good.
You never, because as a guy, if you lock yourself down at that point, I don't care who you are. Every guy, you're like, man, it would have been nice to have some others. I like this girl the best. She's my I really think this is wonderful.
That's my old lady.
But no, but you really do. But I'm telling you, it never stops, Nick. Like,
that's this is where you and I are not on the same, because I don't think that way either. I'm with her. I'm like, nope, I like what I got.
Did you only have two peeners?
Yes. As a matter of fact, it's awkward that you bring that up. Quit laughing, Danielle.
Oh, boy. All right. So what about your sex? Would you say it's a hot sex life, Daniel?
Yes, absolutely.
Would he say so?
I mean, he better.
You know if he would. How often do you, out of 10 times that he asks, how often are you like, yeah, let's do it. Tell me the truth.
Probably half.
Yeah. But he's having a great time, is he?
Well, yeah.
Why don't you bump that up to 80%, and I bet you he gets the name brand wand for you. All right. Listen, we're going to get you a chance to win, Danielle.
Good for you.
You stay right there, sugar pie. I got to get Buffy on. Buffy. Clearly not your real name, Buffy. Do you go by Buffy, or did you make that up for the show?
No, it's actually my real name.
Oh, my God. I feel like you're a good time.
Oh, yeah.
What's your story, Buffy?
Well, I'm 36. I am in a relationship for a year and about 5 months.
You've seen some stuff, Buffy. I can tell from your voice. Were you married before, Buff?
Once when I was real young, we were 18, and it sounded like a great idea.
Uh-huh. And how long have you been called Buffy? Is it it's not your dancing name, or is it?
No, it's my name, and I've always been called Buffy.
Well, it can't be
your Buff?
Nobody puts Buffy on their birth certificate.
Well, somebody did.
Come on, Buff. You tell me, if I look at your driver's license, I'm sorry to go off on a tangent, it says Buffy.
Yeah. Swear to God.
Your parents are crazy.
Yeah, that is a fact.
All right. I feel like there's some depth to you that you're not letting me in right away. But what's your story again? You say you're not married, or you are married?
I'm not married. I'm in a relationship.
You were married when you were younger?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And yeah. You say you're in a relationship. You didn't say boyfriend. So you guys just banging it out right now, Buffaroo?
Oh, no. It's way more serious than that.
Does he know that, Buffy?
Yeah, he knows that.
Okay. And how's the sex?
Oh, it's amazing.
And how often are you masturbating? What do you masturbate with?
It just depends. I have various toys. I have a bullet. I have a brass. I have, some off-brand wands, like she said.
What's with the damn generic?
You just can't buy some things cheap.
You're right. Sometimes you don't have the money to blow on the fancy items.
Right.
I get it.
So you gotta go. Yeah.
I want to treat myself, but I have to have a budget. And I get that.
Exactly.
Masturbating on a budget is a sad... This is America.
Buff, I have an off-brand, too. I'm coming out right now and telling you.
All right. So, Buff...
Yeah.
It's okay.
What about sex life? Will you bring another girl home? What about anal? Like, what about weird stuff?
Oh, we like anal. We like weird stuff. We've not brought nobody home.
Like, when you say you like weird stuff, Buffy, like... Past anal, like what? You want to get tied up, you tie him up, you peg him, what do you mean? You wear clown makeup, what do you do?
I don't know. I like it when he ties me up.
Yeah?
He likes it when I dance for him.
See, I knew you were a dancer, Buff. I heard it.
I'm not a dancer, no, sir. Only for him.
But you dance for him.
That, yeah, just for him.
You were born to be a dancer. Even if you didn't take the job, you should have been a dancer. And I'm not talking about like a skeevy daytime. You were definitely a night shift girl.
Oh, well, thanks, Johnny.
You're
Hell
welcome.
Yeah.
You're welcome, Buffy. All right, Danielle Buffy, you stay there. I got to get Leanne on. Leanne, welcome.
Hi, I'm Leanne, and that is my real name. I'm 47, single. I have a rabbit and a bullet, and I have a question for you boys.
Yeah.
Is it a new trend in porn to have a girl clean you off with her mouth afterwards?
No, that's always been around.
Oh, I hadn't been asked until recently.
Oh, super good.
Huh, I thought it was a new trend. I was curious.
It's the next level up from getting the warm washcloth. I would tell you, yeah. No, I think that's just fine. And how do you do that? Are you okay with it?
It was my booty call who asked me, and the look on my face, I guess I looked shocked.
Uh-huh. And then what happened?
He just went in the bathroom and got the clean rag.
So that's a hard no? You're not going to do that?
With a booty call, no.
Wait, I'm sorry, with what?
Booty call.
With a booty call, no.
Yeah, right. No. Booty calls, you don't. I'm with you on that. Booty calls don't get the smoocheroo.
If I got into a relationship, maybe. That's why I was asking you what I need to be ready for.
Oh, yeah. Leanne, go with it. Man, listen. Good enough for you, good enough for them. Like, it's.
Go with your gut.
You should tell me during sex, you never switch out like regular intercourse to mouth, mouth to, you don't go back and forth?
Oh, yeah, I've done that before.
It's the same thing.
Lick him clean?
It's the same. Oh, so you just object to the doing something for somebody else part.
You're like, I don't know. Well, during, it's feeling good for me too, but after, I've already felt good. I'm done. We're done with it.
It's like cleaning up after a party.
Right, the party's
exactly.
Over.
Yeah, I already had the fun at the party. I don't want to clean this crap up.
I didn't even think
about
that.
I want to drink the booze and go to sleep.
Yes. Leanne.
All right, Leanne,
got you.
I didn't understand that, Leanne, until Nick explained it to me. It's like cleaning up after the party. I got you. All right, Leanne, Buffy, Danielle, the closest to the actual manufacturer's suggested retail price without going over, will receive the item up for bid.
Our next item up for bid is the King 8-inch Dong and Balls from Pipe Dream Products.
It's good to beat a king.
What I object to is he automatically treat me like an inferior. Well, I am king.
Oh, king, I very nice.
Ladies, do you want your dildo to look and feel just like the rock hard stud you've always fantasized about? Well, stop dreaming and get real with the King. Coming in at 8 inches long and 2 inches wide, it has a veiny texture and realistic testicles with a powerful suction cup base, ready to give you the royal ramming you need.
Hey, I'm moving it up to try again.
It's a massive monarch, a robust ruler, an engorged emperor,
a dictator.
I order you to be quiet.
Order? Who does he think he is?
I'm your king.
Well, I didn't vote for you.
You don't vote for kings.
But this thing is kind of like Excalibur. You know, if Excalibur was veiny and had balls.
It's the King 8-inch Dong with Balls, and it can be yours if the price is right. Right.
Greg.
This is it's just very demotivational. This is, Nick, did you see this?
No, I can't see that. Yeah.
Like.
If you need to go run errands, John, I'm going to be good.
God forbid she's like, oh, that, you know, yeah, it's like my ex-boyfriend. Or so you're like, oh, come on.
Yeah, if she looks at that and has the look of nostalgia on her face.
Yeah, yes. Yeah. Her eyes go in, she goes to a faraway memory. Her tongue sticks out a little bit.
Like because the first time because, riding Magic Mountain.
Yeah, here's the problem with this. Is it's sometimes it feels like they're either very realistic or they go absurd.
Like over the top, yeah.
But you know, like this is possible. Yeah, only yes, it's
it
not
is.
Normal.
Yes, it is.
Like
yeah, that's possible. That's happening.
Like
yep.
That's a
yes.
Beat someone to death with that.
Yeah.
Ladies,
like
think big.
Look at this.
Dream big. Dream big, ladies.
Yeah.
Nick, oh, it is like Excalibur.
Nick's fingers can't go around it. Her hands don't.
No, seriously.
Her hands don't touch.
I can't reach my thumb to my middle finger.
Her fingers don't touch. You don't want that.
Oh, my God.
You don't want that. Like,
unless you do.
Unless. Well, no, no. No, it'll definitely work. The problem is I'm like.
You're just leaving the room quietly. This is.
You bury that one deep down inside, as she buries it deep down inside.
I got to say, that's the most impressive thing I've seen.
That's a solid suction cup. Super realistic.
Sturdy it is.
Big old girthy bastard.
Damn.
All right. Danielle, you guys, I'm telling you, you might love this. This is definitely not off-brand.
It's not starter.
This is not off-brand dildo.
Need a best choice C.
Yeah. What would you pay for such a suction cup dildo, Danielle?
I'm going to go 101.
101. Good old Buffy. Buffy's seen some business. She's seen a couple of these up close. Tell me this, Buffy.
No, I don't think so. I don't know. Let's say $269.
What? $269?
Yeah, I don't think I want that coming near me.
Buffy, this will fit. Don't pretend it won't. You're like that girl who's like, okay, I'm going to spend the night because we've been drinking, but we're not going to have sex. And then she strips down to her panties and jumps in your bed. You're like, oh.
Looks like she's on the bouncy
Buffy,
ball.
Buffy, you sure you want to stay with $269?
Sure.
Okay.
Okay, so $269.
All right. And finally, Leanne.
I'll play to win $1.
$1. There it is. And the actual manufacturer's suggested retail price, $69.99. Oh, Leanne's getting it.
Party's going. We're going over on purpose. I'll try it out.
I will tell you this. It isn't the absurdity we go, this won't work.
Yeah, it's not ridiculous.
That's what makes it terrifying to men. It will work.
The party's happening at least.
It's past the average, but below the monstrosity. Mm-hmm. Where you're like, God dang it.
That's out there walking around?
Somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
I think I showered next to that kid in high school.
Oh, right. Leanne. Congrats. Leanne.
Good for you, Leanne. I would.
You won't ask me to lick it.
No, it won't.
Yep, this one you can just wash off in the sink.
I got toy cleaner. I'm good.
All right, you stay right there, guys. All right, hold on, everybody. I got to thank our friends at Moonlight Adult Boutique. 3 locations, State Avenue and KCK, 40 Highway and KCMO, and Southwest Topeka Boulevard in beautiful Topeka. MoonlightAdultBoutique.com.
You need a new vibrator or a big old dong.
Maybe a big rubber Gucci-shaped humpy toy.
Well, there's a place you can go and it won't take long.
Maybe a fist-sized butt-plus, what you enjoy.
Well, there's a place you can go that we all know where you can get on your freak. If your mom needs a dong the size of a small chop center to Moonlight Adult Boutique.
Moonlight Adult Boutique.
Proud sponsor of the Adult Toy Price is Right.
With 3 locations to serve your every naughty need.
Find them online at MoonlightAdultBoutique.com.
Because Moonlight is a place for you. Oh, giggity, 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 giggity.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts. Are you obsessed with all things celebrity? Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media? Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast. Join us 3 times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture. Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered. We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.